The Northwest Bypass could energize West Wichita, if it ever gets built. I'm Tom Shinen. Welcome to The Range.
Support for The Range comes from McCowan Gordon Construction, Fidelity Bank, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Coming up, a trip to the grocery store via Wichita Transit.
And then I put them on top of my walker, and I carry them home that way.
But first, a massive highway project has the potential to transform much of West Wichita. The Northwest Bypass would extend K-96 from near 45th and Mays Road down to Kellogg, just east of Goddard. The question is, will it ever be built? The Kansas Department of Transportation, or KDOT, has been buying land for the project since 2006, but only has acquired a third of what it needs for the right-of-way. The problem?
So the funding is a key issue.
Biggest thing right now is funding.
It's difficult to put all those funds together.
Yeah, funding. Land needed for the 12-mile stretch of road is expected to cost about $50 million. Sedgwick County and KDOT each will contribute up to $1 million annually for the next 5 years. And that's just for property. Actual construction will cost upward of $500 million. Funding problems aside, there's no question what the economic impact would be. One KDOT projection pegged it at nearly $900 million. Sedgwick County Commissioner David Dennis represents the area.
I am very excited with this project because if you look at what happened with the Northeast Expressway on K-96, on the growth where every major interchange is now a commercial development, everything in between the major interchanges is now churches, schools, and homes. We're going to see the same exact growth on the west side. We just need to build this.
Proponents cite the benefits the K-96 expansion brought to East Wichita after it was completed in the early 1990s. But the project there had a big advantage. The land was donated by Charles Koch and developer George Abla. The Northwest Bypass won't be so lucky. And KDOT has a limited budget for projects around the state. Chief among the agency's concerns are enhancing safety, improving traffic flow, and maintaining current infrastructure. That's happening now with the $250 million North Junction project in Wichita. While the Northwest Bypass will help with traffic flow and safety, it's chiefly an economic development project. Tom Hine is with KDOT.
We got a lot of catching up to do, and I don't know exactly how that's going to happen because those other priorities across the state and locally here in the Wichita metro area never seem to go away. In fact, they multiply. So dedicating large chunks of money to something that has never been built is a difficult process because you don't see anything for that expenditure for so many years.
Even without the Northwest Bypass, West Wichita has grown substantially in the last 20 years. Richard LaMunion is the city administrator for Mays. He says his city has 1,500 homes under construction or planned over the next 4 to 5 years. He says Mays supports the Northwest Bypass, but he adds that the longer the project drags on, the tougher it'll be to complete.
Right now, as you look down the road, Tom, it's more like you're looking past your headlights. You can't see what's ahead of you, and right now it looks pretty dark.
There's more on the Northwest Bypass, including a map of the project, at KMUW.org. People use Wichita Transit for all sorts of reasons. To get to work, go to the doctor, visit family. And many rely on the city's buses for everyday needs, like getting groceries. Beth Goulet spoke with Dana Raposa on Route 16 about the additional struggle of shopping with a walker or wheelchair, all while navigating mass transit.
Where are you headed today?
Dillon's.
Yeah, grocery shopping. I'm curious about how you manage grocery shopping on transit.
I have my things that I put all my groceries in, and then I put them on top of my walker, and I carry them home that way.
Did you have a long walk after you get off the bus?
Yeah, kind of. About 2.5 walks.
But you're able to push it on your walker?
Yeah, I just wish my wheelchair was working right now.
Oh, do you have an electric wheelchair?
Yeah. I don't know whether it needs new batteries or whether it needs a new hand control. So normally I would be in my wheelchair, but that's been down ever since the pandemic started.
Really? And how do you go about getting that fixed?
I don't know. I've called around to everywhere and hug around. That's what I've got. Has said, because I bought it myself, that they will charge me over just $400 to come out and even look at it.
Wow. So do you go grocery shopping often so you don't have to carry as many things, or how does that work out?
I try to go at least once a week.
I'm just always amazed. I also ride the bus, but I haven't ventured to do the grocery shopping on the bus yet because I'm intimidated by it. So I'm really impressed by anybody who can do that, honestly. Did you have transfer buses at the station, at the transit center?
No, I rode this one to the transit center from where I live to Dillon's. So I'm bound on the same bus.
Okay, so does it change? Is it always 16?
This goes from 16 to, I don't know, 26.
Is it 26? So was it 26 when you got on it?
No, it was 16.
Oh, okay. All right, interesting.
Stop requested. Now approaching Seneca and 47th Street.
Why do you go to this Dillon's?
Because I've got the best things, especially in clearance.
Yeah. And because it's on the bus route.
Yeah, and because it's on the bus route.
And one last thing. I interviewed Vern Miller in 1981. He was packing up his office as his term as Sedgwick County District Attorney was ending. I was a new reporter at the Eagle, but I'd already heard the legendary stories about Miller's crime-fighting past. Like the time as Kansas Attorney General, when he seized all the alcohol from an Amtrak train in Newton because it was violating state liquor laws. He was a law and order guy, especially for a Democrat.
I promised to do something about narcotics pushers and other criminal activities. I believe we have.
Every time I ran into him over the years, he was brimming with energy and confidence. He carried himself like the boxer he was. Miller practiced law into his 80s. He died last week at the age of 92. Another piece of Kansas history lost. Thanks for joining us on The Range. Today's show was produced by Nadia Foe and Lou Ann Stevens. Torn Anderson composed our theme music. I'm Tom Schein, and this is KMUW, NPR for Wichita.